I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Houston-based QR Energy said it will acquire predominantly oil properties located in four states, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Michigan. The $230 million cash transaction involved an undisclosed private seller. The transaction is expected to close in late April. QR Energy noted that approximately 95% of the reserves in the purchase are located in two mature oil fields in the Arklatex area of southwestern Arkansas. The total transaction involves about 150 producing wells. Two big appointments to Governor Mike Beebe's cabinet. Beebe named Grant Tenniel as director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission and Steve Briles as director of the Arkansas Livestock and Poultry Commission. Tenniel has been serving as interim director at AEDC, and Briles, a former state senator and congressional candidate, has been a deputy director at Livestock and Poultry. Tenniel took over the post after the tragic death of former AEDC director Maria Haley last year. He's been a deputy chief of staff to Beebe since he took office in 2007. Now, Tenniel made some more news this week, albeit not a major announcement, it was still a welcome one. Precision Surveillance Corporation will locate a new $1.5 million facility in Russellville, adding 25 jobs in the region. The company is locating near Russellville to serve the Arkansas Nuclear One plant. The Little Rock Municipal Airport Commission, in a spirit of thinking about tomorrow, voted unanimously this week to rename Little Rock National Airport in honor of Bill and Hillary Clinton. The Clintons were the longtime governor and first lady of Arkansas before their presence on the national stage when, as you well know, Bill Clinton was elected president and Hillary Clinton went on to serve as first lady, a U.S. senator, a former presidential candidate, and the current U.S. Secretary of State. The commission cited the many contributions the Clintons have made to Arkansas through more than three decades of service to the state and nation as its reason to rename the airport. The controversial Keystone Pipeline project, which was put on hold by the Obama administration over environmental concerns, is likely to be developed after the November 2012 election, says U.S. Senator Mark Pryor. Pryor toured Wellspun Pipe in Little Rock, the Indian-based pipeline manufacturer that stands to benefit immensely from production of Keystone. He says that election-year politics has stymied the project for the time being. Wellspun, which recently announced a $100 million 200-job expansion at the Little Rock Port Authority, said the Keystone project could rehire 60 or more workers that it laid off after the original moratorium. Electronic games of skill, those casino-style games at Oaklawn in Hot Springs and Southland in West Memphis, set new monthly records in February. Oaklawn had its biggest month in history, pulling in $81.5 million in electronic gambling wagers. Southland nearly doubled its coin in from last February. The Dog Tracks Casino raked in $173.7 million for the month, also the most in Southland history. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.